Summit County Manager Bob Jasper said they've looked at the agreement. He said the EPA has an impressive goal for the lower Silver Creek watershed, running from Park City boundaries to Interstate 80.
We went back and met with them about 8 months ago in Denver. And the EPA's goal is to not just get rid of the contaminated soil on the stream, and this is from Prospector to Interstate 80, the whole stream, but to revegetate it and return it back to what it was before the mining started. And the way one of the EPA people put it was to make it a blue ribbon trout stream. That's pretty impressive.
He said the EPA is also working with Part City on the upper reaches of the creek's watershed.
The city has agreed to spend quite a bit of money to fix what they call the Prospector Drain. And that's an area that has been recontaminating the stream all along.
He said under the EPA's new plan, landowners who want to develop along the Highway 40 corridor are directed to work with Talisker to deal with any tailings.
When we went back to Denver, EPA asked us, rather than have, we have this VCUP voluntary cleanup program, and they asked where you could have all kinds of people involved in cleaning their property, and what EPA asked us to do is to just let them contract with Talisker so they can hold one entity accountable and keep track of the whole thing. We have yet to act on that request, but I think we will. I think the council will. You know, this is shortcutting a whole lot more discussion, but I think the reality is that until Talisker's done, there won't be a whole lot of development unless you're clearly out of the contaminated soil area.
However, Part City has been advised they cannot use Richardson Flat anymore as a depository for their tailings.
Park City itself can't use it because they're not part of the Superfund. You know, that segment of the stream are not part of the Superfund site. You know, I live in Prospector, and so that has ramifications for me. If my sewer line breaks and I have to dig up the dirt's probably going to have to go to Tooele unless something can be worked out. We have urged and will continue to, we think it's short-sighted on the part of EPA. That piece of it, we think they have a lot of vision in terms of the overall cleanup, but would like to see Park City be able to use Richardson's Flat also, and we believe that there's room out there for soils from Park City.
He said the cleanup could take several years.
As we understand, it could take 10 years to do all this work. The first step is the federal government has to go through an ECA process where they'll have a public hearing and they'll talk about it. And I would really encourage your listeners to attend that because this is a major environmental – to take all this contaminated soils and put them on Richardson's Flat, which you'll have a much bigger mountain than you have now. But if you look at one corner of Richardson's Flat where they've they have the pools and the rock sculptures and things like that, I mean, if we you think out long enough, 20, 30 years, we will have dealt with a Superfund site right here in our own backyard and cleaned it up.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.